I'm Robert Reese of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, segment called Inside the Brand, where we speak with the top CMOs who have reinvented the greatest brands in America. And we're here today with Frank Harvey, who's the CMO of Liberty Medical. How are you, Frank?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Robert.
A pleasure having you on. And Dennis Trajanos, my co-host, of course, is as well here. And Dennis is a phenomenal leader in executive recruiting in marketing.
Thank you, Robert.
And so Frank, Liberty Medical is the largest mail order diabetes supply organization in the world. So talk about the significant challenges with diabetes, where I believe it's something like 57 million Americans are afflicted with diabetes, and what you're doing about it at Liberty.
Yeah, and 57 million is just really in the U.S. That's diabetes and pre-diabetes. So what we're trying to do is play our part in the overall healthcare continuum to ensure that our patients receive the appropriate education, the appropriate therapy to make sure they're as successful as possible as they're battling their diabetes. Diabetes is one of those unique conditions where the patient's impact to their own disease, whether it's through education, whether it's through exercise, whether it's through making sure they're taking their medications and testing appropriately, can have a tremendous impact on the overall outcome.
Frank, you've been with Liberty Medical now for about 24 months as the CMO. What are some of the most innovative and interesting things that you plan for Liberty Medical from a marketing perspective going forward?
You know, we have a very strong heritage of direct response marketing, direct-to-consumer marketing. We've been fortunate through the last 10 to 12 years to have Wilford Brimley as our spokesperson. His sort of message has gone viral in a lot of ways. I mean, you look at how it's been picked up by other outlets and really been promoted in a lot of ways. We're at a very unique time in this sort of the healthcare continuum, both from a healthcare reform, but also we're at a time where the rate of diabetes is just exploding. I mean, diabetes follows obesity very closely, and all you have to do is go to a local amusement park, and you can look over the last 10
yes,
to 15 to 20 years how America has sort of grown a little bit at the waistline. As that waistline has grown, as obesity has grown, the incidence of diabetes has increased dramatically. So Liberty Medical is really at a great point in our heritage to help these patients deal with that increasing incidence of diabetes.
Now, that would indicate that communicating with patients and people who will become patients is going to be increasingly important. If you can share with us how you've managed the media mix between TV, direct mail, and now the social medias, that would be very interesting to our audience.
Great question. What we've seen is our target audience has generally been, you know, Medicare, 65 and over. We've increased that to really the mature adults, sort of the 45 and over, because as we see, type 2 diabetes really starts to raise its head in that sort of early 40 age group. We want to do everything we can as a company to help patients prevent from, you know, moving into type 2 diabetes if possible, to help them understand the need for the appropriate nutrition and exercise. But we also want to be there for the patients as they start to show signs of diabetes or actually become a patient with diabetes. What we've done in order to reach those patients is continue to modify and evolve our media mix as other media channels have become available to us. Social media is a very strong outlet. Social marketing right now, whether it's on our Facebook site or other ways to really reach patients, to make sure the educational words are getting out there, to really help them better understand how to manage their disease.
Are diabetics moving toward chat rooms and discussion rooms to get their information? And if so, how does that play into the marketing strategy of Liberty?
Right. Great question. What you see is actually the internet is now sort of the number one area for finding out health information. You know, I mean, all you have to do is think for yourself. If you go to a physician's office and they tell you have this or that, what's the first thing you do? You run home, you get on the internet because you want to know more about that than the physician knows themselves. So what that's done for us is it created a population that's very easy to reach, because if you're marketing in the areas where those individuals are in trying to find out more about sort of this new disorder they've just been told they had, you know, that's where you reach out to those individuals. So it really has created an opportunity for us to make sure that our message is coming above other messages when patients are doing that research for themselves.
This is Robert Reese. We're speaking right now with Frank Harvey, the CMO of Liberty Medical, and this is Inside the Brand, which is the brains behind the brand, brought to you by EuroRSCG Discovery. And I want to ask you, Frank, I know that Liberty is obviously the largest supplier in the world of diabetic materials directly to consumers. You actually got involved because your father was a diabetic.
Yeah, I did. I remember as I was growing up seeing my father struggle with his exercise and, you know, with his diet and, you know, the days he didn't eat right, to see his energy levels really fall. And, you know, I remember well sort of those days when he just didn't have the energy or didn't feel like going out throwing the football around the yard with me. So having seen him struggle with that, and actually he was a type 2 diabetic, so he didn't start to develop diabetes until he was in his early 40s, but it just so happened that was a time when I actually wanted to be most active with my dad. So I saw the impact that it has on an individual. I see how a person with diabetes actually has to change their entire life, what they eat, how they exercise, how they go about every day. They have to think in some way about how are they going to manage their diabetes that day.
So this isn't just a job. This is something that hits you viscerally.
It really does. Having been past chairman of the Hudson Valley Juvenile Diabetes Foundation as well, you know, when you see type 1 diabetes hit kids, you know, having participated in the walks for the cure, it really does impact pretty much everyone and everyone's family. If you don't have diabetes yourself, you know someone in your family or a close friend that's impacted by this.
Now, you're actually a pharmacist, which I found very, very interesting.
Right.
And how does the pharmacological background help you as the chief marketing officer of a company that focuses on healthcare issues?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. I think the most valuable thing that having been a pharmacist, having had pharmacy training, having practiced in pharmacy does for me is it allows me to really understand what patients deal with, understand the pharmacodynamic side of the equation as well. You know, having been behind the counter when patients have come up, having just been diagnosed with diabetes, having seen the struggles that they go through, having seen how it has negatively impacted or severely impacted themselves or their family, it really gives me a lot of empathy as we go about marketing to these patients. You know, we say inside of Liberty we want to do two things. We want to help more patients and we want to help more patients more. So every one of our folks that talks to and helps impact patients really cares about the patient. That's one of the key things we look for in individuals as well.
You know, that leads exactly into my next question, right, which is the importance of the patient touch points. Mm-hmm. All the great marketing strategy in the world falls apart at the moment of truth when the consumer is touched by the company. Tell us about how you maintain that degree of customer care.
Yeah, you know, that's a really a great point. I mean, we can do the best marketing. We can have as many patients pick up the phone as call us as we want to. But when our folks get on the phone and they're talking with those individuals, if they don't do the right job, if they aren't educated the right way, if they don't show a knowledge of both what the patient's dealing with is as well as the testing that the patient needs to do, the patient is going to go somewhere else. And the way we really sort of make sure that we respond in the right way, we do a ton of training with our folks as we bring them on board. We look for individuals with really a servant's heart, if you will, someone that's going to want to be empathetic, want to help the patients in a lot of ways.
This is Robert Reese. I've been speaking with Dennis Tranos, my co-host, and with Frank Harvey, the CMO of Liberty Medical. Great having you on the show. And what we've learned, it's about being proactive to stop diabetes. It's about social media and about Wilford Brimley. Great having you on the show.
Thanks very much, Robert. Dennis.
Thank you.
If you're spending your promotional budget at the point of purchase, you may be missing the point. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. For pharmaceuticals and many packaged goods, starting to sell at the pharmacy counter or retail shelf can be a step too late. At EuroRSCG Discovery, we know 74% of patients go shopping directly after their doctor's visit. That means that your best shot is just before the point of sale, at point of care. When your message is on display at the doctor's office, the patient infers that the doctor wants it there. That's when we engage the patient in a dialogue through mobile web, text messaging, and QR codes. This in turn builds your email and text message databases for future customer engagement. So if you want to sell, don't wait till the point of sale. Get started at the point of care. To find out more, go to www.pointofcaremarketing.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of EuroRSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the Brand. Remember to go to insidethebrand.com and you could listen to any of our shows, as well as if you listen to Inside the Brand After Dark, you could watch video clips of all of the CMOs, CEOs, and top marketers in America.